This is episode 2018. Welcome to the final episode of our Joy series. How are you doing? And I wonder how you reflected yesterday on relationships in your life, and how did you enjoy your challenge? I hope you enjoyed your joy date. If you didn't have a chance to do that yesterday, then do it maybe this weekend, if you're listening to this on a weekend. I'm recording the final episode is always on a Saturday, and I begin a brand new series every single Sunday. So if it's the weekend as you're listening to this, then maybe you would like to invite someone on a joy date where you could make the joy all about that person. In today's episode, you are going to be guided on a soothing retreat. I invite you to visualize some place where you feel joyful and safe. Many times this is some location in nature. If you could go out in nature today to do this meditation, that would be fantastic. You will notice it will take your meditation ritual to the next level. If you're not able to make it outside, no worries, because you have within you everything you need to create inner peace. Think about some place you've been in the past, or someplace you'd like to go, and visualize yourself there. It might even be at your grandparents' place, or a friend or neighbor as you were growing up. And when you remember how you felt in this location, bring it all to mind. The sights, sounds, smells, the feel of the place. Engage all your senses. So that's what you'll be doing in today's meditation. You'll also take a glance back over your week. I consider this one of the most important parts of a series. So when you look back and notice when you felt true joy, you've been focusing on it all week long, and when you noticed your joy plummet, that's important as well. So notice your joy triggers. When you begin to have this kind of awareness about your life experiences, you can evolve into a beautiful rhythm and flow in your life where you accept all your experiences, those that uplift you as well as those that may drain your joy. And this is what a noted psychologist, whose last name is really difficult to pronounce. His name is Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. But he wrote a book called Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience. And in his book, he reveals what makes an experience genuinely satisfying. And he determined that it's actually a state of consciousness called flow. And during flow, people usually experience deep enjoyment, creativity, and a feeling of being fully engaged in life. He explores the ways that this positive state, this feeling of flow with your life, can be controlled, that it doesn't have to be left to chance. And that is why a weekly review, or even better yet, a daily review of the highs and lows, helps you to feel a deep connection with your life experiences. So you really begin to honor yourself and your life and others and each stage of the journey. So go ahead now and settle yourself down to meditate. If you are outside, and maybe you're doing this as a walking meditation, stop now and allow yourself to do a full body relaxation to get yourself in the state to meditate. If you are seated inside or outside, you could visualize yourself seated in a favorite location that brings you joy. Straighten your spine. Gently uplift your eyes. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Feel your throat relax. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Pause for a moment and feel your heart soften and relax with a sense of peace and gratitude for all you're doing for yourself right now. Feel your chest open up and expand and send out love and compassion to the world. Relax your arms and relax your hands in your lap. You may do the prana mudra to engage your willpower for the emotions you want to experience, such as joy. Touch your thumb tip to the tip of your ring finger, doing this with each hand, your palms are uplifted. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Relax your stomach, feel it soften. Let go of tension in this area of your body. Relax your hips and feel grounded right where you are. Feel a connection with your environment. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. And relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Notice any remaining tension in your body and gently let it go. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, cleansing your body. Eyes are uplifted, spine is straight. As you exhale, release tension. Beautiful. Now, glance back over your week and bring to mind those events or situations that come instantly to you. Not going so deeply into the different experiences you had, just becoming aware of what happened in your life this week. Notice what stands out. Honor all you experienced. Bring to mind the times when you had trouble finding joy. Maybe you did something that you thought was going to be a really great experience, but it didn't turn out so well. Think about the mood you were in and what may have contributed to that situation. What are the lessons you learned? What would you have done differently? No regrets, simply awareness. Now consider your most joyful moments. Notice what seemed to work well to create those moments. What would you do again? Congratulate yourself on the highs and lows of your week. And now it's time for you to reward yourself by sitting quietly in a place that brings you great joy. Visually imagining this place in your mind. And if you're walking, you may be right in the place that brings you joy. Whether you are visualizing your space or actually in this joyful location, bring to mind the sounds around you. What do you hear? What sounds bring you the most joy? Notice the air on your skin. Notice how it feels to be in this place. Visualize the colors, the vibrant hues, and the textures. Notice fragrances. Inhale the air around you. Very nice. Now, allow yourself to simply be present in this location, enjoying yourself, rewarding yourself. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Remembering Joy series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.